Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Charities running what are known as baby banks, they're common across the UK, and a baby bank works similarly to a food bank. So families might get referred by midwives or social workers or other medical professionals. And then the charity offers things like feeding supplies or clothes, toys, nappies, buggies even, along with some support and advice. And our reporter Maura Fay has been finding out more about Ireland's first nationwide baby bank, a charity called Community Connect. Maura's here now to tell us all about it. So Community Connect, Maura, what is it?
So it was started by a group of women back in 2019. They accept donations of baby clothes, baby equipment, basic hygiene essentials, everything that you would need for a new baby, and then they redistribute those two items to families in need. At the moment, the charity has five hubs across the country, namely in Cork, Galway, Kilkenny and Athlone, and their largest hub is in Tallaght in Dublin. It serves the whole east side of the country from Dundalk Town to Wexford, and I visited there on Wednesday. That's their busy day where they're packing up equipment and supplies to be delivered to families in need. I spoke to CEO and co-founder of Community Connect, Elaine Noonan, who is also a mother of five. She said back in 2019 she had an attic full of baby stuff gathering dust and she wanted to redistribute those to mothers that needed them. And from there it has evolved into a national charity. I asked her what situations people are in who need their help.
I would say at this point we've seen so many different situations and situations that sometimes it's hard to believe are still going on in the current day in Ireland. So we would work very closely with a lot of the maternity hospitals in the areas where our hubs are based. Also social workers and TUSLA, for example, and then just medical professionals, other charities and organisations that help people in poverty and homelessness, IPAS centres. You know, we partner with lots of different organisations. So we would see people in various different scenarios and different situations. I mean, I'll give you an example. There was a family who came to us recently and they were a referral from a domestic violence shelter. And this was a pregnant mother who had a toddler who had had to literally leave everything because of a domestic violence situation and was in the shelter expecting a baby with nothing. And we were able to happily provide, you know, a hospital bag with all the essentials she needed for the hospital, as well as things like a buggy, somewhere for her baby to sleep, clothing for the new baby. And actually, we were able to help a little bit with clothing for the toddler as well. Another case would be one where we had an urgent call from one of the maternity hospitals. A woman had just arrived into Ireland, heavily pregnant, just about to give birth, and arrived into them again with nothing. And the social work teams in the maternity hospitals are absolutely wonderful. They do such magnificent work and they give great emotional support as well as medical support, of course, but they can't do everything. And, you know, they don't have the space often for buggies and cots and all of that kind of stuff. So we're delighted to be able to step in cases like that and provide those essential things that those mothers need.
Obviously, having a baby can be a very special time, but if you're worrying about covering the cost of basic necessities, it can really add to the stress and probably impact on the mother's health and the baby's health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that's what we really are here for. We can see that financial stress at such a vulnerable time in your life, you know, it can be such a difficult time for people when they don't know how they're going to put nappies on their baby or where they're going to get clothes from to put on their new baby. And it should be such a joyful time. You know, it should be a lovely time that you're looking forward to and you're, you know, really excited about. And unfortunately, there are people, you know, there are mothers across Ireland who, you know, do have that worry. And, you know, I think that's why we do what we do. We just really want to be, you know, help those mothers to feel excited about their new baby and not to be stressing about financial pressures when they're pregnant.
That's Elaine Noonan there. So Maura, how are these donated baby goods distributed?
So that's the job of the hub coordinators. Charlotte Murphy is the Dublin hub coordinator and is actually expecting a baby herself. She told me how she liaises with people who've been referred to them to get them what they need.
Talk to them. Sometimes they don't even know what they need if it's their first baby and they're not sure. So I just talk them through different items we have. Sometimes they will just need literally one item like a cot or a buggy. And then I make up a list and I bring it in here and we all prepare it together. And then I sort out where it will go for the delivery. So sometimes parents can come and collect, but we rarely, like, we don't always get people with cars. So most of the time we have to deliver.
And typically how many packages or how many people would you help per week?
We're averaging close to 20 a week.
So there's a huge demand then for this service?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. No, our waiting list is very long. We've got about 40 to 50 people on my waiting list right now.
So say your typical mother, when you're talking to her, what kind of things are you putting together for her?
The average bundle would consist of clothes, nappies and toiletries, a buggy. Buggies are asked for quite a lot. A next to me type cot, they're the more preferable because a lot of the mothers we go to are in small rooms or small, very small houses. And then little things like bouncers, play mats, just those little nice things that really help you take care of the baby.
And buggies can be quite expensive if you're going purchasing them. Like, for people who don't have kids, let's say, like, how much would a buggy typically cost a person, a good quality one?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in the market for a buggy myself at the moment, and I could, I've looked at buggies for near enough €1,000. So it can get quite expensive. Like, thankfully, there are some places that do them a little cheaper, but still expensive for people that are on €100 or €200 a week.
And that's Charlotte. And you spoke to a woman who found herself in a situation 2 years ago where she had to rely on the help of Community Connect.
Yes, Jessica, who wants to remain anonymous, so we're not using her real name and we've distorted her voice. She found herself pregnant at 21, which came as a massive surprise to her. At the time, her parents and a lot of her friends were not supportive of her keeping the baby. She told me how she came across Community Connect.
I found a leaflet at the GP that was kind of advertising for Community Connect and saying that they had support for mothers. And so I got in contact with them, and very, very easy. I kind of explained some of my situation, not all, but they were automatically so helpful. So for me, what they did was I got a cot, I got a baby box full of lovely little baby supplies, like a blanket. I got a breast pump. I got like baby clothes, toys, anything and everything that I could have needed, really. Because I didn't have a job at the time. I had to go and get government assistance and I was living off that and no money for my family, and I couldn't work because I was sick during my pregnancy. So it was a very, very tough time. I had to reach out and I had to get, for example, like food vouchers from St. Vincent de Paul. So I definitely couldn't have afforded those kind of basic things for my child. So it was nice. It was very unjudgmental. They basically gave me everything and delivered it straight to my door, and I couldn't be more grateful, really, because I think without them, I don't know where exactly I would have been, because I went on adverts in Dundee looking for those items and I couldn't afford them, even secondhand. So very, very grateful. And at my age, of course, I didn't have any friends or family that could have loaned me items either on top of things. So very, very grateful to have used the service.
That's a huge mental load to have gone through, being pregnant and alone. How did you cope with it all? And I suppose, how did getting support from this organisation help that?
I suppose they supported me massively. You know, they gave me links towards other organisations that could help me, I suppose, emotionally support me. But of course, the physical support was the most useful part. The mental stuff definitely, you know, just give me the strength to get through it. But just the physical things of even like a breast pump, you know, was like €400 new or €300. I couldn't have afforded that. And without that, couldn't have gone back to college either. So those were the best things. You know, I was able to sit my first semester in college and not have to worry about working while pregnant because I had those bits and pieces just taken care of. Especially baby clothes, they are so expensive and they grow out of them so quick. And you know, I think what was nice as well is that rather than the focus just being solely on me being pregnant and the baby, they also gave me a little care package for me, which was nice. Like little socks and lotions and creams and like a little care package. I really thought that was really thoughtful because I think that was one of the lowest points in my life. You know, now that I have my my child, it's the best thing ever. But the pregnancy was definitely one of the most vulnerable moments. And thankfully, my family have come around now that my child has been born. But again, at my lowest points, I didn't have anyone but Community Connect. So I very much appreciate them.
I'm sure people listening to Jessica now would probably think, I would love to support Community Connect. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
So the charity accepts donations and has a number of corporate partners, including IKEA. If you have some items that you'd like to donate to Community Connect, you can go online to their website, communityconnect.ie, and there's an online form there where you can fill in your contact details and what items you have to donate. In particular, they're in need of buggies, especially double or triple buggies, because they do get requests to help families with twins and triplets. So those kind of buggies are much harder to come by.
Maura, thank you very much. That's Maura Fay there. Plenty more still to come on the programme. We'll have an update on this storm, Ashley, which seems to be coming our way. We'll have The Gathering talking about all of the news stories from the week gone by. And coming up next, Callan's Kicks.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.